When you think about the future, what kind of technology do you envision? Whatever the future holds, artificial intelligence will undoubtedly be at the heart of it all.
Join Graham Class as he hosts season 2 of Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast, and hear from the minds transforming healthcare, retail, entertainment, personal computing, and more with the help of AI.
Tune in every other Tuesday and explore the latest technology that's changing our world today and creating a more accessible tomorrow.
Listen to Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Diamonds Direct Spring Sale starts this weekend. Get 20% off rings, earrings, pendants, bracelets, and more. It's the best store-wide sale of the season. Plus, book an appointment and get an additional $100 off. That's 20% off plus $100 off store-wide. And enjoy an expanded selection of the latest styles with designer appearances each weekend. Tons of engagement rings on sale, too. 20% off starts Friday and opens Sundays. Details at DiamondsDirect.com.
What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casual and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
Hey, this is Annie.
And Samantha.
And welcome to Stuff I Never Told You, a production of iHeartRadio.
Yes, and it is February 3rd, 2022, my least favorite month to say out loud because whoever created this month really wanted to see how ridiculous I sounded trying to say it on the mic.
Yeah, for sure.
I hate it. I hate it. But it is also Black History Month in the United States. And though we do typically like to focus more outside of the U.S. for women around the world, because, you know, the world. We did want to do a quick roundup of a few of the amazing Black women in the U.S., and we wanted to celebrate who they were and what they were doing. But let's be honest, it should be celebrated all day, every day, and not just for one month, which happens to be the shortest month at that. But that's for a different show entirely, I know. So we did want to do a quick feature on a few of the women of the U.S., and I promise we will be going back to women around the world. No worries.
Yes, no worries. We wanted to start with Nicole Hannah-Jones, who is a Pulitzer Prize-winning journalist and author. She has been a fierce advocate in racial justice and equality and has been no stranger to controversy within the United States. With the continued outcry against critical race theory, which has become a political hotbed, Hannah-Jones has been pushed into the limelight with her work and activism, specifically with projects like the 1619 Project, which examined the history of slavery in the United States. In the 1619 Project, there was a reexamination of the legacy of slavery in the United States at the anniversary of the 1619 arrival of the first enslaved people to Virginia. Quote, "This framing challenges the idea that American history began with the signing of the Declaration of Independence in 1776 or with the arrival of the Pilgrims in 1620. The project has been expanded to podcasts, more articles, books, and even a docuseries on Hulu. And she said about her project, quote, "People are hungry for this information. They want to have a better understanding of their country and its most vexing problems. The expansion across platforms is critical because it allows us to reach more people and to provide some of the missing understandings that will hopefully move us to become a more just country." And of course, when she earned her Pulitzer, they stated, quote, "sweeping, provocative, and personal essay for the groundbreaking 1619 Project, which seeks to place the enslavement of Africans at the center of America's story, prompting public conversation about the nation's founding and evolution." And it's not her only recognition. She's also a MacArthur Grant Fellowship winner, Time Magazine's 100 in 2021, and NAACP Image Award for Social Justice Impact.
right? And when we were talking about her being in the limelight, she had been denied at UNC, her school, for tenure, which caused a huge uproar because it was definitely a racial bias in a conversation about her project, because there's a lot of criticism as to the 1619 project by a lot of conservatives. She was eventually given the tenureship and rejected it and went on to go to Howard University, and I believe that's where she is today. But it was a big deal, and there was a lot of conversation that happened in the United States, and again, where we are today politically, which is not pretty, especially when it comes to critical race theory and what it is, and very big misunderstanding of what it is, which is, again, another conversation. But moving on, we wanted to talk about Joanne Bland, who is a social and racial justice activist who has been doing this work since being a young child. At 11, she participated in the March in Selma and witnessed the injustices of what we know now as Bloody Sunday. She later joined the Student Nonviolent Coordinating Committee, or the SNCC, in the 60s and continued her activism since then. Today, she is the owner and operator of Journeys for the Soul, which is, quote, a touring agency that specializes in civil rights tours with a major focus on Selma, Alabama. All the guys are participants of the voting rights struggle and each share their unique personal accounts of their involvement. The tours are designed to give you a front row seat to civil rights and the empowerment to be involved in your local communities, elections, and most importantly, to understand why it is important for you to use your right to vote. And that was all from that site, Journeys for the Soul. So you definitely should check that out. And she isn't stopping there. She plans to create a Foot Soldiers Park and Education Center where the march began. And about her projects, she said, quote, my vision is to show every visitor and especially every child that they have the power to make change in their community. It is my greatest hope that this city and the sites are treasured and honored long after all of us, the original foot soldiers, have passed. Oh, powerful. And she's probably one of the most experienced in getting projects like these off the ground with her many experiences in civil rights activism and her position as the founder and director of the National Voting Rights Museum in Selma, Alabama, as well as the fact that she's a renowned speaker and activist all around the country. Like, she's been featured in so many platforms. So she's a pro at this for sure.
Yes. And then we wanted to talk about Leah Thomas, who is an environmental and social justice activist. She is the founder of Intersectional Environmentalist Platform. She describes herself as a, quote, eco-communicator. In an article written for the Columbia Climate School, they describe Thomas's work, which, quote, emphasizes environmental justice and the convergence of environmentalism with social justice issues, including the Black Lives Matter, BLM, movement. Coining the term intersectional environmentalism in an Instagram post, which went viral in 2020, she explains this as, quote, an inclusive version of environmentalism that advocates for both the protection of people and the planet.
In her InStyle article, which, and by the way, we got these names from their article, Badass 50s, so really cool. She is quoted as saying, I want resources and funding to go to BIPOC-led environmental justice organizations, activists, and research institutions so that people of color will no longer face the brunt of climate injustice. And I think we've talked about this before in our environmental feminism episode, but how it does affect along those lines and why we need to see this as beyond just environmentalism, but it is about feminism and racism as well, ableism as well. So we need to make sure that we are paying attention to the intersectionality of what environmental issues are. And she is releasing her first book, The Intersectional Environmentalist, How to Dismantle Systems of Oppression to Protect People Plus Planet, and it should be released in March of this year. And yes, so we're going to be putting that on our book club episode, definitely on our list, because I'm excited to see that, because that is an amazing amount of work. And you guys should go and look at her site, greengirlleah.com. She's got some amazing information and just a conversation about her upcoming book. And I think it's really important that we do continue to see that. And we always love to shout out people who are coining new terms that should be a part of feminist terminology. So intersectional environmentalist is now going to be in my repertoire.
Yeah, and I think that's hugely important. And I'm very excited to read this book. I'm excited to talk about all these women. So amazing. Just a sampling of the work that they've done. Please, listeners, you know we love suggestions of people we should be talking about, books we should be reading, resources, all of it. Please send it our way. You can email us at stuffmediamomstuff@iheartmedia.com. You can find us on Twitter at momstuffpodcast or on Instagram at stuffmonevertoldyou. Thanks, as always, to our super producer, Christina,
who is also a badass. Oh, yes.
And thanks to you for listening. Stuff We Never Told You is a production of iHeartRadio. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.
There's a lot of pros to drinking Health Aid kombucha. No cons that I can think of. Pro, amazing taste. Pro, pairs well with anything. Pro, probiotic. That's a literal pro. And it's deliciously refreshing. It's the perfect pairing to your meal or great on its own, whether you're having Pink Lady Apple, Berry Lemonade, or one of the other great flavors. It's the perfect swap for soda or alcohol. Make it part of your daily routine. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid Kombucha today.
Diamonds Direct Spring Sale starts this weekend. Get 20% off rings, earrings, pendants, bracelets, and more. It's the best store-wide sale of the season. Plus, book an appointment and get an additional $100 off. That's 20% off plus $100 off store-wide. And enjoy an expanded selection of the latest styles with designer appearances each weekend. Tons of engagement rings on sale, too. 20% off starts Friday and opens Sundays. Details at DiamondsDirect.com.
This episode is brought to you by PNC Bank, who believes some things in life should be boring, like banking.
Because boring is safe and responsible, level-headed and wise. All things you want your bank to be.
You don't want your bank to be cool or sexy. Sexy is for 80s hair bands, not banks. That's why PNC Bank strives to be boring with your money so you can be happily fulfilled with your life.
PNC Bank, brilliantly boring since 1865.
Brilliantly Boring Since 1865 is a service mark of the PNC Financial Services Group, Incorporated. PNC Bank, a National Association, member FDIC.